Welcome to the Kaiju Pod. I'm Ralph.
I'm Jorge.
And today we're talking about Godzilla versus Megaguirus.
Yeah. Well, first of all, how's your obsession with Shin Godzilla going?
It's going strong. Why do you ask?
I don't know. Are you still kind of infected with the sickness?
Yes. I'm way into it.
Yeah. Yeah, every now and then, Ralph sends me some kind of thing that he sees, something that he finds on the internet.
I can't stop.
Like the tailheads.
I can't stop.
Yeah, it is like having gotten the one vinyl that's like whatever, like 6 or 7 inches tall. It is cool to kind of get in close and kind of stare at it, even though it doesn't have the quite detail. It's like the real crazy one that they have out, but.
It's at least 3 times a week.
Where I'll just look up.
I'll just look up videos.
Yeah. By the way, doing this helps. Doesn't hurt the obsession. Like last night I was up late, just kind of looking on eBay, being like, oh.
But we covered it so long ago. Like you think I would be over it by now, but
yeah,
it's almost like we're gonna have to do a second one.
Yeah.
No, I'm not gonna do that.
Oh, that's interesting. We might be revisited in like a when it comes out for like a home video or whatever. Mm-hmm. It'd be like, oh, now we can like pause it and look at stuff.
Yeah.
All right. For a period of time, I was saying Megaguirus.
I say Megaguirus, and I think we're both wrong.
Yeah, they say Megaguirus.
Yeah.
This is from 2000.
Yes, it was the first one after Godzilla 2000.
We're starting, right?
Mm-hmm.
Did the sound already happen?
Yeah.
It starts with a newsreel.
Yeah. It's really bad.
And they fake old Godzilla footage.
Yeah. Really poorly and like kind of unnecessary. I don't know why they're doing it.
Like, why didn't they just use the footage of the old movie?
Or
why did they do it at all?
Why they did it at all? Because this came a year after Godzilla 2000,
right?
And so they could have just used that footage. I don't think it's necessary to set him up from being from the 50s.
Yeah, I don't. I don't know what happens in Godzilla 2000, and maybe we should maybe hit that soon, just because I'm curious. I am curious as to like what like was there is it because there's something they had to reset.
I don't think so.
In Godzilla 2000, they're like, you know what? Maybe we pretend that didn't happen.
I don't think so. Because they're using the same suit from Godzilla 2000, that kind of design, that kind of more sleek design. I really like that suit.
Yeah, that's what they call the Millennium suit, isn't it?
Yeah. Mm-hmm.
That's a cool suit.
Yeah. I got to just tell you right off the bat, I really, really, really like this movie.
Okay.
It was completely nuts. And
yeah,
some
it
stuff
was definitely
didn't make
nuts.
Sense.
There's I have one pretty big problem with it, as far as like it's kind of a problem that the newer movies have, where because of the new technology, mm-hmm. sometimes when they decide to do effects instead of what they would have had to have done. Practically or just with the green screen that
like some unnatural of that unnatural flying movements.
Yeah, that I had some issues with. I'm sure those will come up for sure. But I like the Millennium Godzilla, the little flare of the purple in his
I think that's only in this one.
Oh really?
Yeah. Cuz you have the action figure where it's that design and it's got the purple on the fins.
Yeah.
And I want to say that's just from this one, that purple.
Okay.
I have to rewatch Godzilla 2000, but I'm pretty sure that that's specific to this movie for some reason.
By the way, do you know offhand what's the one where he's got this big spike shoulder pads? Is that Space?
Space Godzilla? Where it's like crystals?
Yeah, it's like two giant...
Yeah, that's Space. That's not even Godzilla. That's Space Godzilla. It's a whole different monster that Godzilla fights. And I believe that's aftermath from
And he's not
Biolante.
Made from Godzilla. He's, oh, really?
I think what happens, if I'm trying to remember my timeline, Godzilla blasts Biollante into space.
Okay.
And, cells from...
Right about this.
start crystallizing and become Space Godzilla. Something.
On by, like, Biollante transforms into him, or it just... So it's like the thing.
Yeah.
It's Godzilla DNA that becomes Space Godzilla?
I think so. We'll visit it. There's like flashbacks to, I believe, Biollante.
Okay. The spikes are cool.
The big shoulder crystals.
I just bought another little guy that's the shoulder crystal guy.
Yeah. And I think he has crystals like down his back.
There's some toys that are like, they have like fire action. Like, mm-hmm. they'll have like a clear stick and like the fire that you kind of position him so that his mouth is open and you just put that part in his mouth. Uh-huh. Looks like he's shooting fire, and there's like broken buildings around it.
Oh, that's cool.
Okay, anyways, back to the movie. The capital's been moved to Osaka, and all nuclear power plants are closed because they know that the nuclear power plants is what attracts Godzilla, and they don't want that.
Yes, but Godzilla's showing up anyway.
There's a flashback to 1996, and this is where you kind of got to learn basically Tsujimori's heroic backstory. Uh-huh. There's some great Godzilla stuff in that first Godzilla destroying things.
When they're running around with the bazookas?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Godzilla smashes a building with his face.
Yes. I like that. I also
like the little mini trash cans. Yep.
I put teeny trash cans on my notes.
Yeah, he shakes the ground and little trash cans
fall. They just like fall over. They literally look like they're size of Tic Tacs.
It's amazing. But
they make like regular trash can sounds. And then a flaming car goes by, and then you see like Godzilla's foot.
Oh, there's also a really great thing. He then also it's like he runs his hand down a building, crushing it all the way down. And then like there's these little flashes in like the windows of the building, like, almost like they put little charges in it so it could just kind of like demolish as he did it. It gave him a really it was really cool looking because it gave him like a really like a smooth swipe downward, but just like all destruction. And also he's also a really good tail swipe in this opening.
I think all the destruction in the movie I really liked. I think the model work was really good.
I thought, yeah, that little bit there of all that stuff, even him using his face, I thought those were all really fun and really great.
I liked when she goes to shoot him a second time with the bazooka, yeah. and she's just yelling at the camera, and it just like flashes white, and then the logo appears on the screen. I like that. I think that was really strong.
Well, first she's gonna shoot one more time. Oh, speaking of which, lots of sweat on their brows in this movie. Mm-hmm. There's a lot of like, it seemed like they sprayed a lot of sweat on people just to add emphasis.
Yeah.
She gets off a neck shot. Uh-huh. And then she tries to shoot one more time, and the guy stops her. And then Godzilla knocks stuff onto him. He pushes her away and gets crushed.
Yeah.
It's like, why did he even stop her? I mean, she makes her so mad, she's got to shoot him again.
Yeah. I think that opening was really strong, which makes me, like, wish that the newsreel stuff wasn't in there. I think it could have just opened it on the movie.
Yeah, I guess having to explain the move, the closing of nuclear power plants, I guess.
I guess so.
I mean, I guess that's mainly that the newsreel's like, because Godzilla comes and is really into nuclear power, we can't have nuclear power.
But if this takes place like 4 years before, if this is a 4 years flashback, then they could have said, oh, based on that attack, we decided to close all the nuclear power plants. I don't know.
Yeah.
I think just the newsreel footage looks so cheap.
Yeah. But so,
G-graspers.
Yeah.
I want a hat.
I was a little disappointed that they named him G-graspers, and I kind of wanted them to have some kind of like claws or something. Like I wanted the wings to be like claws, like if they was going to be... Well, at what point were they going to actually grasp G?
That's what I don't understand. It's clearly something that was written on all the uniforms and stuff in Japan. So it could be like what we were mentioning last time, what Japanese thought Mothra sounded like in their English language. Like, I wonder if they thought grasper meant something else. Like if you were to look up grasper in the thesaurus, if we can like reverse engineer to see what they maybe thought they were putting on their helmets. But because it's written in English, it's they're stuck with it. Like you could maybe it's like containment. Like maybe it would meant like they thought, oh, like Godzilla containment.
And so maybe they looked up Godzilla containment. Catcher.
Yeah. And they came up with a grasper and they're like, okay. It's weird that it's in English because I don't
seize.
Yeah. But G graspers. It's yeah. a weird, it's a really weird name, but I like one of those jackets.
What's the name of the guy who's the inventor?
Oh man, I forget. I'm not very good with names. I think the only name I know is like Ishiro in Godzilla's Revenge.
Well, he's okay. So, I got someone. Anyways, so he's an inventor. He makes basically a microwave out of a bowl.
Uh huh. And uses little nano robots.
Yeah, the little micro robots is great.
Like I like that. But he used it as like a magic trick.
Yeah.
Like he's like, look at this thing I could do. And he made chicken and rice or whatever he made
right.
on a spoon
right?
just by placing the ingredients on. I thought it was cool and I thought it's kind of weird, but this is like another, I think this happens a lot where there's an inventor.
Yeah.
You remember Astro Monster, the dude who invented yeah. the Lady Guard?
Yeah.
Like it's funny how the military seems to always grab these inventors and have them create some technology to help defeat.
Yeah, monsters. My concern though was how the kid's not being irradiated by this bowl, this open air microwave oven.
Yeah.
Okay, so he then gets recruited to join the basically whatever the anti Godzilla task force,
the G graspers,
and the task that facility is divided into three sections. Mm-hmm. Section one is where they search for Godzilla. Mm-hmm. Section two is where they observe his organism and behavior. And section three is they do like evacuation logistics. I like when they kind of pointed everything out.
He gets chosen because the lady that's running, one of the ladies that's running the place, had him as a student.
Yes.
And she saw potential when he was younger. And they're creating.
He actually says, I haven't seen you since fourth grade physics in high school.
So would that be a senior in high school?
Okay.
Fourth grade physics in high school?
I know. That's what made me stop and be like, did she just say fourth grade physics in high school?
Like, they start young.
Yeah, it's like, no, it's like remedial physics.
They're creating a black hole weapon, which is like, the right. opposite of Shin Godzilla, where they stick cranes in his mouth. This thing is nuts.
Yeah.
And it's also different from Gamera, where they don't tell you Z plan. This right. one, they're like right up front. Yeah. We're making a black hole weapon and this is what it plasma looks like. Weapon. And this is what it does.
Right.
I mean, if you can create that technology, I think that's a pretty solid way to get rid of Godzilla.
Oh, okay. So the actress who plays, so what I also like in the older Godzilla movies is that you'll find essentially people who've done movies in the past, and mm-hmm. they'll bring him to do like one of the newer ones in the part. And the woman who plays the professor, basically, right? So mm-hmm. She was in Mothra vs. Godzilla and Ghidorah the Three-Headed Monster.
Oh, okay.
Yuriko Hoshi. I wrote down, this is really far out.
Do you mean like Greg Brady? This is far out, or like?
No, I think the guy says that.
Oh, I thought you just meant the whole situation.
We must be careful not to damage the planet.
Okay, so
sometimes I just write the quotes down.
I don't know if you caught this or not, but they're testing this black hole, the dimension tide, I guess they're calling it, and a series. In order to launch the weapon, they have to input the final code. Did you see the code on the computer screen?
No.
There's like
There's
a bunch of random characters. One of them is a
dolphin?
Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah. The code included a picture of a dolphin?
Yeah. That's what I wrote down. The secret code had a picture of a dolphin.
Yeah.
I like that. Like, that. No one's going to be able to...
It's really hard to crack that code.
Yeah. Like, it could be literally anything. The last thing you would think of is a picture of a dolphin. okay. So they do this. They do this test on this dimensional tide, this black hole gun,
yeah.
And it leaves this weird kind of residual for a little bit, like a wormhole.
Yeah.
And it leaves it behind an egg, like a mutated egg, which this little boy decides to just pick up with his bare hands.
Yeah.
It's gross. Yeah. It's gross. And
I put steamy egg.
It's dripping and it's like covered in bumps.
Yeah.
It's gross looking. It's like this, it's bigger than it's like a rugby ball. I don't know what they call those. Just a rugby ball, I guess. And he sticks it in the paper bag and then like takes it home.
Mm-hmm.
And puts it in a box, and it's like the box is now leaking on the balcony, and it's like super gross.
Yeah.
And he's like, "Oh, this is too gross. I'm gonna go dump it in the sewer."
Yeah.
Which wreaks all kinds of havoc.
Well, also, I like where he tries to throw it away. That one spot, and she's like, "Don't throw that away here."
Yeah.
It's not. They don't take. They don't take the trash.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It.
Before I did that when the kids. You know, in that area. Well, first of all, introducing that kid, it starts with the kid's show that he watches, Kids Kingdom.
Uh-huh.
With the crazy host.
And they say that it's the first day of summer vacation.
And the kid says he's going to go, like, see his friend. And I was like, oh, look at this. This is not one of those lonely kids. This one, the kid actually has friends.
Yeah.
But when he sneaks into that area, you know, the part where they're doing the tests on the plasma weapon.
Yeah.
The woman finds him and, you know, and he actually says to her, but you're a woman. How come you're finding Godzilla?
Yeah. She says, aren't you afraid? Stevie perked up when that line was spoken. This is a weird line. I think I know where you're at if you're in the same part I am in my notes.
In the movie? The bodybuilding?
Oh, no. I was thinking about this bit of dialogue that the inventor says about how they plan on dispatching Godzilla.
It might be the same thing. It's when she's working out. Is the part where she's working out?
I don't remember what she was doing. I just remember the line.
It's like, all right, you do yours first.
Okay. Because the guy says to her, like, as far as the black hole weapon... is that they're going to make Godzilla disappear out his own butthole.
Yeah, she's exercising. And he says, bodybuilding, huh? What a waste of time. And she's like, why is that? Why do you need to be fit when you're going to make Godzilla disappear up his own butthole?
Is that an exact translation, do you think?
You mean butthole itself?
Just that whole line.
I'm guessing it's very close. And the reason I'm guessing it's close is because when I was looking up this, you know, Millennium Godzilla, basically, there was definitely an effort to, they had written something about, there was an effort to add humor to the movies because they thought it made it more realistic because people... Mm-hmm. tend to use humor a lot. That was like a statement about Godzilla Millennium.
Mm-hmm.
So, and this is just carrying over for more of that, I think.
So,
I was also like made a note. Is there any other time that Godzilla's butthole gets mentioned in any other Godzilla movie?
Well, that's the thing is I never really thought of Godzilla's butthole. And now I want to know.
Now it's all you think about.
Well, now we know it exists. So where is he using it? Just in the ocean? Does he go to the bathroom in Japan? Has he ever unleashed on somebody?
Boy.
I mean, I don't like it's it,
all I can think never, about is
it literally caveman. Never crossed caveman.
Yeah, the movie Caveman.
Yeah.
I was like, I think that might be the only time they ever really like addressed dinosaur poop.
But it never ever crossed my mind.
That he had a butthole?
Yeah, because we've seen Godzilla from, like, every angle. And now you put that in my brain. What am I supposed to do?
Well, he definitely didn't add a butthole to the costume. Just, like, they didn't do that as a just, like, a little extra detail.
They hit him with the dimension tide as a shot. of him caving in like the Poltergeist house, but through his butthole.
Yeah, or like somehow his head gets sucked into it and then it kind of sucks into itself and disappears.
It is a weird thing to bring up, I think.
Yeah. Yeah, and so all this water just comes from that one egg where floods.
I don't know why the town flooded.
So, and the other thing about the egg is, because
it multiplies.
Okay. What I thought it was it was the big, there was the big egg, and the little bumps on top were all little eggs.
Okay. So the big egg grew and the little bumps multiplied.
The little bumps became the bunch of little megalons. And
this is these are the same dudes from
Big Egg is Megaguirus.
Yeah. These are the same dudes from Rodan.
Yeah.
The Meganuon. Because I think on Rodan I had mentioned that they were dragonflies or supposed to be dragonflies, and I said that there wasn't I don't think we ever see it become an actual dragonfly with wings, but I did mention that there is a dragonfly in Megaguirus, and yeah, it's the same thing.
Yeah, the bug kills people and spits and kills, I wrote.
Yeah, and it's weird because he kills like...
That part's like a horror movie.
Yeah, like kind of like nice people.
Yeah.
Like usually when it's just like these random deaths, it happened to like a jerk or something. Like some guy didn't pay his cab fare. He's like, screw you, I'm out of here. And then that guy gets killed.
Right.
But this was like a couple that seemed happy and nice and not mean-spirited. That was, I don't know, sad, but not really. Because it is just a monster movie. Did you notice that some of the voices sounded like Canadian?
No.
There are some voices that sound Canadian and some that sounded like someone really trying hard to do an American accent.
But really?
I should have looked that up.
He sheds his skin, it gets bigger. The kid blames himself.
Which makes sense, because he is to blame. He should have taken the egg to that lady, since he already knew her.
But there's this thing, like, before they had to figure out what to do about this giant insect, they gotta make sure the kid doesn't feel bad.
Yeah.
Where they're like going, don't worry, it's fine.
The whole city's underwater. You're okay.
Yeah, this is where I wrote. I have this thing written on all caps. Oh, these are the bugs from Rodan.
Yeah.
The Meganulon to Meganula to Megaguirus.
Yeah. My next note is, I want to ride Godzilla so bad. I love that part where she ejects. She ends up in the water, and she has that pistol that'll be able to like put a tracker on Godzilla.
Yeah, I forget where he is. Yeah.
But she rides on his. She grabs his spikes and rides on his back while he swims. Yeah. I'm like, that's the coolest thing ever.
Yeah, there's a part where they had a Chiron to say that this was Spider Griffin.
Yeah,
and I was like, that wasn't really necessary. The guy's operating system thing. That's a nurse. And then later when he updates it, and it's turns into later into Kiriko Babe.
Is that a specific thing?
It's basically, it's like he goes from being like a nurse cartoon to like basically that woman. Yeah, basically he's just doing a version of that woman. Those other planes that fly in just so they can be shot down.
Uh-huh. When the city was flooded, did you see the they had like, in this movie they had like billboards with like advertising, and there was one that said Mild 7, and I'm like, oh, I wonder if that's like a cowboy movie? Like, what is Mild 7? I looked it up, and it's a brand of cigarette in Japan.
Mild 7.
Mm-hmm. Okay. So I thought that was interesting.
So then there's all the bugs on the side of the building.
Yeah, Stevie thought that was creepy. Like,
the CGI effects aren't great. So I was like a little bit. It's definitely kind of like a kind of TV CGI.
It looked definitely like reproduced. Like it was the same animation, just looped.
Yeah, and then they try and shoot them. I have a quote that says, "Hit the button. Let's fry that lizard."
Yeah, and that happens later. Did they say Chi-Chi Island? Because I heard a couple different island pronunciations, but I swear to God, someone said Chi-Chi Island, and that made me laugh. I just pictured it being like an island like formed by two volcanoes.
Yeah. Oh, boy. Jesus.
There's this part where Godzilla comes out and he's halfway in the water. He's like standing in the water and he does his fire breath. And then the water around his back starts boiling because his sails are lit up and radioactive.
They glow. His back glows yellow this time instead of bluish.
Yeah, which is different.
He burns the swarm and then they just go after him like bees, basically.
That swarm was cool. I like that.
Yeah. And they were all sticking their tails into him and absorbing his energy. I'm guessing that seems to be what's going on.
Yeah. And then they transfer it to the Meganulon egg or larva.
There is this part, though, that Godzilla has like a special tail move where he kind of like hypnotizes them and then slams one.
Mm-hmm.
That's right before he lights them up. Godzilla stares a lot in this.
Yeah, he's got like these weird, like kind of orange-yellow eyes. I noticed that this time around. I don't think that's something I ever noticed. But I mean, there's a lot going on for him to stare at, I guess. He's probably thinking, this is weird.
Yeah, and so all the Meganula, they all die giving their energy to...
Which is just like Rodan. They all walk into Rodan's mouth to die, to right. give Rodan nourishment. So I guess that's their deal, which I guess is kind of cool. Like they did their own little retcon, I guess.
Was there some part where he tries to push her? I have a note that says he went to push her, ?
Were they on the roof where she like punches him?
Is it like, does he try and push her so she can do some move on him?
I don't remember.
Are you like, what? Why was he pushing her?
This is the first time I think I've seen Godzilla get up from a laying down position.
Uh-huh.
And it almost looks like they reversed the footage, but it's like clearly some sort of like pulley system.
Is this...
Because he doesn't make... I think this is the Megaguirus fight, where Megaguirus is on top of a kind of a like a hurdle-shaped building. Like it's like two buildings with a bridge across the top and Godzilla's underneath it. And Megaguirus knocks the middle part down onto Godzilla and he falls down.
Yeah, that's the... Like that like pyramid-looking thing?
Yeah. And then Godzilla just kind of like... Whoop! Doesn't use his hands and legs to get himself standing up. His body just kind of floats up to a standing position. It's really weird. And then Godzilla starts running, which I don't think I've ever seen. What do you think of Megaguirus?
I thought he's cool looking.
Yeah.
Big red eyes, great.
Mm-hmm. Because I know you have an issue with like the flying monsters, like Mothra can really only flap wings.
I did write glamour shot with strings.
Yes, I saw that one. But I like that they give him like big claws so that he can actually like throw some punches and stuff.
Yeah. When he flaps his wings, it's like a sonic power.
Yeah.
Like it's not so much wind, like it makes a noise. Mm-hmm. I like his wings can slice through buildings.
Yes.
Which is pretty rad.
And I really like that. He could cleanly slice the building in half and he's like flying away as it crumbles behind him. But I like that he was able to, because Mothra can't really do anything with its legs, but Megaguirus was able to actually like strangle.
There's a lot. He was pretty formidable.
I think as far as flying alien goes, it's the only one that has arms.
I was trying to think the part that you were talking about when like the thing. Oh yeah, when he drops that pyramid thing on him, there's like this moment where it's like Megaguirus is like waiting for the right moment before he drops it on him.
Uh huh.
And I was like, kind of made him definitely like seem like a, making him seem smarter in a way.
Calculating.
He's
able to
yes.
like disrupt like the signal for the direction, the dimension tide by using his sonic things, almost like EMPs almost.
Okay. Yeah. So part of the effects issue was the whole thing where Megaguirus is avoiding Godzilla's breath.
Yeah,
and it kind of it slides around like they're on the same physical plane of existence.
It looks like a cardboard cutout kind of sliding around on the film.
Yeah, until Megaguirus comes in for the choke.
Yeah.
He stings Godzilla in the nuts?
Butthole? I don't know if Godzilla has nuts.
The front butt?
The crotch. It's definitely a crotch.
Godzilla can't fire on him. He bites his neck, pushes him into the building. That's where Godzilla gets...
What if Godzilla roared, but it was like a high note?
There's some bad slow-mo I put. Oh, yeah.
It's like a strobing effect.
Yeah, it's like trying to do slow-mo on video.
Yeah, I didn't care for that. But there was one part where it did this slow-mo sort of pause that I really, really liked. It was my favorite part of the movie.
There is the... Because they did a lot of shots of Godzilla from the POV of the plane.
Mm-hmm.
For the, like, yeah, the face-off moment.
Yeah.
I like when Godzilla gets up, he has all this stuff on him, then he has to shake it off. And there's also this thing, this shot of him, and it looked like his teeth looked dirtier.
Yeah, they could kind of look like dark yellow or even brown.
And I thought that's a nice little detail. And
there's a point where Godzilla grabs Megaguirus and just
shoves
him into the ground. Like, yeah. Like his tail breaks through.
He jams the tail and then he jumps on him.
Yeah.
There's also the part where Godzilla, he dodges, like he dodges Megaguirus and he slices him. Like he does this like you know the thing where you take like a sword and you you cut the candles, but the candles stay until you kind of go.
Yeah, and then they slide.
The candles all go over.
My favorite part is Megaguirus and Godzilla like charging at each other. And it's a shot from behind Godzilla, and Megaguirus just lunges his tail spike right into Godzilla's mouth. And it almost pauses. It's like turns into like this super slow-mo shot. And it's like, holy crap, Godzilla just got stabbed in the face.
Yeah, you think he got stabbed in the head.
And then the camera pans around, and you realize that Godzilla caught the tail in his teeth.
Yeah.
Like a bullet.
Yeah.
And then snaps off the tail.
Bites his tail off, yeah. And then I wrote, then stabs head, or so we think. It's in his mouth, and Godzilla bites it off, and it says, then lights him the F up.
Yes.
And Megaguirus explodes.
Another fireball. I was mentioning the last episode how I like things on fire.
Mm-hmm.
This was a good example of that, where they're just like, all right, are we going to need this puppet anymore? Nope. All right, light it up. Light it up, drop it, and explode it. I loved it. I think as far as aerial fights go, this is a good one.
Oh, this is where I wrote. At one point, Godzilla touches a building, and it explodes in his hand.
Yeah. The science building where they're secretly housing plasma. I wrote down, this is how you take out Godzilla. So they fire the weapon, the dimension tide from the satellite, which is broken and is now plummeting into Earth, and they fire it like manually. And just watching that whole thing go down, it reminded me how you were saying in Shin Godzilla, oh, we're just gonna stick cranes in his mouth.
Yeah.
This was like the big, like, holy crap, this is an insane plan that has to work. It was on the level of Z Plan in Gamera. Like, it was that nuts, but I thought it was cool looking. With all the rocks kind of hovering around Godzilla.
Yeah, I have a note. It says shoots fire breath at the black hole.
Which causes some sort of weird, bigger reaction. That POV shot was pretty cool, too. Coming down on Godzilla. It's seeing the fire breath.
Yeah, yeah.
Because you never really see it straight on like that. I only have two other notes. I have the weird epilogue.
Yeah, the
he's working in his shop.
Yeah, again.
That was weird.
Yeah, the ending is weird.
Where she shoves him in, hey, my arm's broken, remember? And she's like, oh, sorry. Credits.
Yeah.
This is all right. That's weird.
Yeah, I have these are the quotes I have written down. I have a part where she says, "Yes, there's a good lizard. Come here."
Yeah.
And this is the chopper. I'm going out there myself. What are you hiding from us? She punches that guy. This is the part I like too. You're out of your mind. It's too dangerous. It's what I'm trained for. Major, it's my show. And finally, why do you want to talk to me so badly? You got a crush on me or something?
Yes. I like that. I like that she landed in a pool.
Yeah. Except for it's mostly Megaguirus bouncing around.
Yeah.
Stuff. When they were in there and fighting physically, I thought they were great together.
Yeah. And I think this is a one-off character. I don't think Megaguirus has come back like in Final Wars or anything like that.
Not in the big ones.
No. There's a creature that's kind of similar called Batra, which is Mothra but a bat.
Yeah.
Along the same lines, but I like that.
Yeah, I saw a toy of that last night, but I don't know. I've never seen him in action.
It's pretty much just Mothra. Like, it does the same movements, which is why I like the arms on Mega Gear so much. It made the fight so much better than just flying around, and the tail stuff too. Like, he had a better arsenal than normal
flying monsters. I guess monsters. It says that he appears in Final Wars.
Oh, does he? Cool. I'm excited.
Oh, it's just a stock footage cameo.
Oh. I really like this movie. I thought it was a lot of fun, and it's really goofy. I think the weird thing is the kid. He kind of like leaves the movie about 30 minutes in, but then he shows up. Did you watch the post credits?
Oh, right. I didn't write a note about it.
It's weird because so he's walking through school and he has friends and he's walking with his bug collection and he sets one of them down and then sets another one down. And I'm like, oh, they're going to reveal that he has like a Mothra
or
something in there. But no, just Godzilla yells.
Right.
And he gets scared.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's what it is.
It's kind
the
of a
stinger
weird...
is just a screonk.
Yeah.
That's what my note meant.
I feel like it would have been better if it was like a Mothra yell. Because they really focused on that kid's butterfly collection or bug collection that you would think that, oh, it's setting up a different bug creature, which Mothra would be the next obvious choice. Especially since Godzilla 2000 was kind of the reintroduction of Godzilla, and then this was the second one, it would be a good setup to bring Mothra back. And I think GMK comes out after this, which uses a different Godzilla design, has a different backstory to Godzilla. It's not the same Godzilla, and that one had Mothra in it too. I don't know how that works.
Yeah, I mean, I like the insect monsters a lot, and he was fierce. Like, there's a part where like he knocks Godzilla down, and he kind of lets him try to get up a little bit before he knocks him down again.
Uh-huh.
He was kind of like being a jerk about it.
Yeah.
I mean, that was pretty good.
A little more calculating.
Yeah, yeah. It's definitely like really, like, if you're trying to base it on that, if everything is canon in Godzilla thing, where they talk about how much smarter a gorilla is to a lizard brain.
Yeah.
But then how is this insect brain... which is just like, you know, especially the little guys are just hive mind.
Yeah.
Like he was so calculating.
Yeah.
I guess it's just because it's from another dimension, I guess.
Yeah.
And there's no, you don't have to like follow rules.
I think that would be a fun one to bring back.
Bring Megaguirus.
Because it's almost along the lines of Mothra, where it starts as a larva and transforms into the bigger flying thing.
Yeah.
But I think I definitely liked the Megalunulon way more than Mothra Larva. So I think
that'd
be more fun to play with. So I need to reassess this because I really like Megaguirus, the monster.
Megaguirus could definitely have been in the running for my new favorite, except for those parts bother me too much. They're like, oh, I'm over here now. Oh, you missed me, I'm over here now.
Yeah.
So, come on. It's like they're just moving a still picture around.
Well, I have nothing more to say about it. So if you guys want to head to kaijupod.com, that'll take you to our iTunes page, Instagram, Twitter, Facebook, and it has all of our previous episodes. Until next time. I'm going to go...
Let's do Daimajin.
Oh, yeah, that's right.
Our first Daimajin.
Yeah, I forgot. Daimajin, I'm excited. The giant stone statue monster or friend, I don't know.
He looks angry.
But I'm excited for it.
Yeah.
Yeah, a new one I haven't seen.
Yeah.
So that'll be next week, or next episode. And then until next time, I'm just going to leave through my own butthole.
I thought you were going to say something. I'm just going to ride away on Godzilla. I'm just going to stick my tail in the ground.
And exploding fireball.